What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a minute, guys.
It has. We had a bit of an impromptu vacation, more like life kept happening.
I'm proud to
We did not
everything. Wonderful world of being
abandon y'all.
adults.
Yeah, we did not abandon y'all. It's literally just been like one life thing
Stuff.
after another, including Chanel trying to destroy her face with lip plumper.
Oh my gosh, I forgot it's been since then. Woo-wee. I need to stop playing, stick with this good old tried and true Vaseline, because something else that I tried, y'all, please.
It's been an adventurous couple of weeks, but we're here, we're back, and we're gonna keep it fun this week. I mean, as fun as I guess crime can be, I don't know. It's I
I
don't
mean, some of them are just a roller coaster.
Yes.
But I guess before we get into it, what are you sipping on? Not on.
Because
This girl talking about some damn what you mean?
have to do that, stop.
I'm
But
sorry, you right. I'm working on me.
I am drinking a beer.
On purpose? I'm sorry. Beer, okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. So once a year I do this weird thing where it's like, let me see if I like beer yet, right?
Crazy.
Or let me see if I like this beer. The one I'm drinking isn't too bad, but it's also very early in the process. So we'll see. I keep trying to make myself a fancy beer drinker. I just don't think this is going to be my ministry.
I got the wine. I don't need the beer too.
Oh,
Oh, it's staying with the wine. I do that. I could be the fancy wine drinking. While she drinking beer, I'm sticking to the tried and true wine.
I mean, again, so far this one isn't bad, but it's very early in this process.
I can admit, because somebody was just like this bar around the corner, like, try it, you gotta try it, you gotta try it. And I tried, I said, okay. No, it was at Jungle Gems. I said, okay. I would never order this, but this was way better than any beer
Yeah, I think that that's what this is going to be. This one
ever
around, I might have a little of it, but I'm never going to order this.
had. Understood, understood. Well, I'm drinking, of course, a little Chardonnay. I try to have other random people pick my bottles for me because I just keep getting the same thing over and over and over again.
It'd be like that.
But because I know I like it. And it's like, obviously, it was something that pulled me to it to begin with to buy it the first time. So with this one, it's called simply Washington State. It's what it is.
Oh.
And it's a Chardonnay. I haven't had it yet. This will be my first sip. So I have no idea what it tastes like. That smells strong, but it tastes light.
Okay. I mean, I understand this, but I don't know
I
why
thought that was
you
gonna
feel
be,
that way. I don't.
I thought it was gonna be way heavier than it was just by the scent, but it's good.
I understand. I get it.
All righty, so that's a good one to do this with. So what we doing this week? What we talking about?
So today's drink choice was intentional, right? Because, it's getting to be warm. And we're out and we're like looking into and just and looking at fun things to do with our friends and things like that, right?
Okay.
And in the process of finding, actually trying to find something to do, I stumbled upon an amazing phenomenon in the
Not
Philippines.
amazing phenomenon.
Have you heard of the My Way killings?
My way killings.
Yes.
The only thing I think of my way is Usher.
Okay. I mean, you're oddly enough in the right place.
What? Okay.
Okay. So the My Way killings are a social phenomenon in the Philippines, right? It basically refers to the number of fatal disputes that arose due to singing the song My Way by Frank Sinatra. So that's why I said you're not that far off, actually.
Wait a minute. So these killings got to do with music? I mean, I heard some annoying ass songs, but not to the point to make me want to take somebody's life. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's hear this, because that sound kind of...
So, according to a New York Times article, that this one is from 2022, it okay. says that between 2002 and 2012, about 12 people were killed for singing the song My Way. For different various reasons, obviously.
Not obviously, because I don't understand it to begin with, but go ahead. We can just keep pushing.
Being that the song is sung a lot in the karaoke bars in the Philippines, and violence is common at karaoke bars because apparently they take the karaoke very, very seriously.
Oh, they do.
The lyrics of the song are also perceived to be aggressive by some people. So some people take it as like a threat. Like, it's like playing. We have our fight anthems in the Philippines.
We do.
My Way by Frank Sinatra is one of them. Because karaoke singing is like a super popular pastime in the Philippines, like I just said. And it's one of the few things that is enjoyed across income levels. So it's one of the few times that literally everybody just out there singing their hearts out, right?
Not their hearts, but okay.
So, and a lot of these low-income people was earning about $2 a day in 2007. So it's like, that tells you, like, one, how popular it is. So if you're earning $2 a day and you like, bitch, let's go to karaoke, that mean that karaoke must mean some shit to you. Because, you go play karaoke for 5 pesos, which is like 10 cents in U.S. currency. It's And the ones that can afford to go get private rooms. So, like, when you see in movies and it's like always people at the karaoke bar, that's like a real thing. They're super popular
in a lot of
Asian countries, but especially in like the Philippines and Thailand, they're especially popular there. So, since January 16th, 1998, about a dozen incidents occurred in connection with strenuous complaints over the singing of the song My Way.
So, was it actually over that, or was this like some kind of connection that was unnecessarily made?
It actually is over that. Because like some people have killed people because they sing the song wrong. Because they took the lyrics as being aggressive or as promoting a level of violence. Some people was like, oh, if I hear this song one time, punch a bitch in the mouth, they hear it again, and they punch the bitch in the mouth. You know, it's different reasons. One of the biggest ones happened May 29, 2007. A 29-year-old karaoke singer was shot dead by a security guard.
Right on the stage?
Yes.
Daddy, wait till they come down?
The guard complained that the man's rendition of My Way was off-key, but the man quit singing, the man refused to stop singing, I'm sorry. And that prompted the guard to pull out a 38 caliber pistol and shoot him. Because he said, bitch, you gonna sing My Way, you gonna sing that shit right and in the right key. Otherwise, you're going to shut up forever.
All over a goddamn song. Nobody can sing on key in karaoke. That's why they sing in karaoke.
And then the thing is, the ones that do, like the good singers who do karaoke, kind of piss you off. Because it's like, bitch, this is not for you. Go to American Idol with that bullshit. That's not what we do up here. It's like, this is for us to be drunk and singing these songs terribly. You're supposed to be able to not even recognize what the song is for the first minute and a half while you're trying to figure out through.
Until you get to the chorus.
Right. You're trying to figure out through the screeching of me drunkenly trying to sing these lyrics. Like karaoke people sing good. Because when they sing too well, it's like, all right, show up. Got you something to do.
Not found yourself to do.
So some Filipinos, even people who love the song, will not sing it in public
I
because
wouldn't fucking sing it in public either.
it's like there's a superstitious fear, or they just like, yeah, we just gonna avoid the trouble altogether, and we just
Not
not
even that deep.
sing this song. It's not worth it.
Not that deep. I'm
It's
not about
not
to
worth
die
it.
over no damn song.
They like, yeah, Frank, you know, he cute, but old blue ass, this like, it ain't worth all of this. It's as of 2007, this song has reportedly been taken off the playlist of karaoke machines in a lot of the bars in Manila after complaints of out-of-tune renditions of the song resulting in violent fights and murders. This is not funny, but
It's
it's
not it so basically, because some people are ridiculous, other people can never sing this song again. I mean, I'm sorry. But didn't they say it the thing to say that Americans are spoiled, entitled brats? But you are so like who do you have to be so able to be like, you know what? I don't like the way you're singing this. I'm about to
It's
fight
like,
you, kill you, like whatever. What is
it's
it?
like, think about you as the security guard, right? You come to work and this dude get up there singing My Way off key. Now, you done probably done heard My Way 9 million times,
I
but
don't
for
care.
some reason, this man is particularly great. And then you done tell him, you off key, my guy.
No.
And he keeps singing, you off key. And then you turn around, you just gotta shoot the bitch. He don't
You
listen.
don't. You
No,
don't.
you don't. This is insane. This is ridiculous. This is wild.
You don't.
It's like, it's such a wild thing. Like,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's just
Yeah. What is what? Okay.
so, as a reference to the phenomenon, there's a Japanese rock band that released an up-tempo cover of My Way as their 10th anniversary single, with a promotional video that featured the lead singer being shot numerous times while singing the song.
Okay, that should not have been a thing.
And then he was shot once more in the back while walking away after the song concluded, collapsing in a heap on the stairs with a grin. There's a shortened version that was also used as a commercial. That feels
Horrible.
incredibly insensitive.
That's
And
what I'm saying. That should not have been done.
no, it's in poor taste, I have to say.
Beyond poor taste.
Very much in poor taste, but if there's a tragedy, there's gonna be some artist who's going to use it as fodder to get attention. That's just,
That ain't it. That ain't it at
I'm
all.
not, I don't, I'm not saying I agree, but it's a thing. We have to acknowledge that that is something that
I don't know if I want to.
so according to that the New York Times article that I referenced earlier, saying that the killings might be the natural byproduct. Now, what before I say
Oh,
this is
Lord.
a direct quote from a New York Times writer whose name appears to be Japanese. So this is not that it matters, but I don't want to mispronounce this person's name because that's just wrong and I don't want to do it. But this person's name, it this does appear to be a Japanese American writer from the New York Times. And this is a direct quote from them. This is not from me. It is important that I say that this is a direct quote because people like to.
Okay, because what in the world are you about to say?
Not because the girls like to tussle. So I gotta, these are not my words.
People do like to tussle.
Now, quote, "The natural byproduct of the country's culture of violence, drinking, and machismo," end quote.
Okay.
This is because after this, I'm going to continue with the story. But that is the quote. According to this writer, in the Philippines, they have a culture of violence and being drunk and machismo. I don't know nothing about their culture, but this is what they say.
Got it? Okay.
If you're not, I just want to make sure that I did not say it because the girls like to tussle.
Okay.
Now, so they occur free. Apparently, violent attacks occur frequently in Philippine karaoke bars. Fights often spark over breaches of karaoke etiquette, such as laughing at other performers, performing the same song twice, or hogging the microphone.
According, you can't even perform the same song twice?
Well, there is a karaoke etiquette in places that they care. It's like bowling etiquette. It's one of those things like, yeah, there's an etiquette, but there's like a handful of people that genuinely give a fuck about it. You know, like the whole don't bowl when the person next to you is bowling. Like, go to most bowl now. They just bowl the ball.
I do follow that one. I ain't gonna hold you. I follow that one.
But yeah, you do. And like some, but most people don't even know the rule. Like, it's like,
yeah, I do follow that one.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like everything has a level of etiquette, but if you're not super into the scene, would you know it? Like, it's,
people be like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm letting it fall. What you doing?
So according to Roland Tolentino, who's a pop culture expert at the University of the Philippines, Diliman, the killings connected to singing the song in karaoke may simply reflect its popularity in a violent environment. So this also could be, this is everybody's favorite song, and they already drunk and prone to violence in this particular space, and you come fucking up their song.
That's the bigger thing. Like, you niggas is just too damn drunk to realize this is stupid.
He also noted that the song's triumphantness theme, like, it's kind of, the song's themes are kind of a note of triumph and overtaking it. And honestly, when I tell you, I genuinely cannot remember how the Frank Sinatra version of this song goes. I know I've heard it a million times.
No idea.
But every time I think of this song, it defaults to Usher, because that's like one of my favorite Usher songs.
I know.
Literally cannot.
She likes it.
I literally cannot even begin to even get a tune of this Frank Sinatra song in my head.
I don't know.
But they say that those types of themes in the song might have an aggravating effect on singers and listeners alike, because other tunes that are just as popular in the Philippines have not resulted in murder. And there's another owner of a singing school based in Manila. He also says the lyrics to My Way increase the violence, because the lyrics invoke feelings of pride and arrogance in the singer, as if you're somebody when you're really nobody. It covers up your failures, and that's why it leads to fights.
Is that why?
That feels,
that's a nice way of blaming everybody else.
That feels very intense. It's like, bitch, you're out here fighting over My Way because you have nothing going on in your life.
Like, let's call it Spain. Spain.
Literally what he just said. So then I got to thinking, is karaoke rage a real thing?
Oh my gosh.
It is. There have been cases in other countries, right?
If they don't stop trying to cover some shit up, just say people were drunk and being ridiculous. Don't name it no damn karaoke rage. I mean, that's called liquid courage.
But see, karaoke rage is more fun to say.
No, I don't like it. Liquid courage. You better call a spade. These motherfuckers don't know how to handle their liquor.
Yes, you don't. Yes, when you tend to be drunk, you do tend to skew to anger more readily when you're intoxicated, because your sense of what is actually happening is not real. So the slights feel much bigger.
Excuses.
But anyway, cases of singers being harassed, assaulted, or killed mid-performance have been reported all over East and Southeast Asia. And karaoke rage outside of Asia have also been documented. So let's talk about it.
That's
in August 2007, a karaoke singer in Seattle, Washington, was attacked by a woman who wanted him to stop singing Coldplay's Yellow. Side note, totally get it. Hate that fucking song. Literally want to, I hate that song. Totally understand why you'll want to punch somebody in the mouth if they were singing that song very loudly. Wouldn't do it. Totally get it.
This sound like a bunch of bullshit.
This is, I think that's one of them cases where I was like, oh damn, that was fucked up. And then go right back to my drink because I don't feel that bad because I wanted that song to stop.
Not back to the drink.
But I also wouldn't punch anybody for singing that terrible ass song. Exactly. A bunch of people like that awful fucking song. I just don't. That's fine. And
I don't like when you just laugh.
Because this is another one I halfway understand.
Oh gosh, there's about to be some bullshit.
Now, remind everybody, not laughing at people being murdered, but the concept of karaoke rage is insane. Okay. No, it's not. In March of 2008, a man was arrested in Thailand for shooting 8 people to death, including his brother-in-law, and a dispute stemming from several karaoke offerings, including repeat rendition of John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads. Now, I feel like if I got to hear that song more than about 3 times in a row, I might be ready to fight him.
3 times.
Because it's like, baby, how many, these country roads ain't going nowhere else. Y'all got to take this damn song. Y'all have to. In December 2008, a man at a Malaysian coffee shop hogged the karaoke microphone so long that he was stabbed to death by other patrons. They tag teamed. It ain't even just one. It was all of them.
Okay. Now I want my turn, but it ain't that damn deep now.
Right. Not I want my turn.
I'd just be salty. I'd be salty. Like, man, this nigga won't get off the damn mic.
Like, damn, you know you gotta share. Your mama ain't.
Yeah, like when you playing Sega or some shit, and you can only had them one player games with the older siblings, the older cousin, I should say, mm-hmm. trying to take it over. Like, oh yeah, I got out, but let me go one more time. Like, nigga, no. You out. Now, that's kind of ridiculous. I ain't gonna hold you.
Not done. There's two. Okay. There's two more. That's it.
These people.
Well, and this is two bad. More we're gonna talk about because this is why I found other examples of this. Granted, I could have went down the rabbit hole and gave y'all long ass details about these, but I clearly didn't want to do that because I wanted to keep this episode a little bit on the lighter side. And mm-hmm. also, I am going to sing karaoke today. So,
gosh,
when we get done with this, I'm going to go sing karaoke. But also, so that's the other reason, because I was like, what karaoke songs I want to do?
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Here. But it's just, because it's like all these weird little inter-community type of things that happen and didn't know people. And because if you watch movies, in every scene where they shoot in Asia, they end up in a karaoke bar and someone always is singing Frank Sinatra.
The funny thing
Frank is, Sinatra or Michael Jackson, almost always.
The funny thing is, as you kept talking, when you first mentioned it, you know what movie I thought of immediately?
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour.
I know.
I immediately thought of Rush Hour.
I know, and if you go back, if you just think about, especially like American movies, whenever there's a scene that is heavily reliant on like any type, it don't even have to just be like Thai or Japanese, but any type of like Asian bad guy, it's almost always like a mob situation or like a mafia situation. They're almost always in a karaoke bar or a casino.
With all that orange, gold, and red.
Yeah. So in July 2013, an American was stabbed to death for refusing to stop singing in general in the karaoke bar.
They just said, bitch, shut up. Shut
the fuck up, period. We don't care what your hell. And this is the most famous case of karaoke rage. in March 2022,
Damn, just last year, huh? Okay.
American actor Ezra Miller was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and harassment after getting into altercations with attendees of a karaoke bar in Hawaii. Miller was at the karaoke bar when they suddenly began yelling obscenities, they, because Ezra Miller identifies as non-binary. So while I think that Ezra Miller is a trash ass person and literally can go choke,
Who?
I'm still going to respect their
Oh, there it
pronouns.
is. Ezra Miller.
Yes, playing the Flash. And it sucks because I wanted to see this movie because Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman, and I love Michael Keaton as Batman, but seriously, fuck Ezra Miller.
Michael Keaton coming back as Batman? He ain't been Batman since the 80s.
90s, but I get you.
Old.
Anyway. So he was at the karaoke bar, and suddenly they were at the karaoke bar and suddenly became agitated and started yelling obscenities when people began singing karaoke. Miller then lunged allegedly lunged at a man who was playing darts and grabbed a microphone out of another woman's hand when she was mid-song. Ezra Miller said, "All y'all can shut foot up."
It's never that deep, dude. Like, I'm just confused. It's never that deep.
Now,
Karaoke
as far as
is
Ezra
fun, it's
Miller goes,
cool, but shit.
Ezra Miller makes terrible choices as far as this.
Clearly.
But over originally, no, it's I don't. And then I start thinking about my own personal story of karaoke rage.
I ain't got none.
I went to a karaoke bar when I was in college. I'm about to age myself, but whatever.
You've
There
already done that multiple times on this shit.
was, yeah, I do that shit all the time. It literally went, I mean, I'm wearing an NSYNC t-shirt. I often age myself on here. But I was sitting, I don't know, me and my friends had just got up and did some drunk, terrible rendition of some song. We were awful. I don't even remember what song it was, but it was a rap song because I refuse to sing, try to sing notes when I'm drunk. I know better than that. So if I do karaoke when I'm drinking, it's usually a rap song. Whatever song we did, oh, I remember. It was Nelly. Air Force Ones is the song we did because we were drunk and in college. And the person behind us decided they were going to get up and do the same song because they could do it better than we could, which probably we were trash. And halfway through the second time around, this guy stands up and screams, "Turn this shit off. We already had to listen to them butcher this fucking song. I don't want to hear you do the shit too." And I was like, oh, he's angry. So then the guy on the stage starts yelling for him to shut the fuck up or something. And they get into this whole big fight over the performance of Air Force One that started with my terrible drunk rendition of it.
Over karaoke.
It was a really.
I don't think I have ever seen anything so minor and minuscule that people get this upset about.
Yeah, it was a big fight too. It turned into like a whole thing. And I was like, I was too drunk to realize it started because he was annoyed at my terrible version of the song. So when the person behind me tried to outdo me, he just snapped. Not that it made sense. Dude had real anger issues. Nobody
Clearly.
said over Air Force Ones. Because nobody knows the song for real. So there's like seven people in the world that actually know the lyrics to that song.
Now you know Chanel know the lyrics. That's Nelly.
Most people just make noises and like make noises into the beat because most people don't know the words. He
Chanel
mumbles
knows some Nelly now.
anyway. It doesn't matter.
That
He
seems like
mumbles.
real. This is really effing ridiculous. All over carry like never that deep. Never
Karaoke.
that.
I didn't realize that karaoke rage was such a thing.
Stop calling the karaoke rage. It's just
Oh
calling
no!
people who can't
Oh
handle their
no! No. They gave me the term karaoke rage. This is going to go for the rest of my natural black ass life. I am going to call it karaoke rage every chance I get.
This is irritating.
That's okay. It's completely fine.
Karaoke rage, an excuse.
Karaoke rage. It's great.
I'm over
No,
it.
karaoke rage in and of itself is actually terrible. But the fact that this is even a concept is just insane to me.
Yeah, I don't have the time. I
Like,
ain't got the time.
as a concept of things that happen, and I mean, this is stuff you can find if y'all want more details on each individual event. Although, if you have not been under a rock, you've heard of Ezra Miller and their struggles. But
I guess I've been on the rocks. I didn't know who the hell he was.
because you don't care about superhero shit.
You are also very true. That's very
So
different.
there's for every time they say the Flash actor, you're probably tuned right out because you're like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know what they're about to talk about, and I don't care.
Could have cared
So
less about no Flash actor. I don't give a
exactly.
damn.
But yeah. So I told you, short, fun, different. I wanted to go to. We can do the heavy stuff. We can do the heavier stuff starting next week. I didn't want to ease y'all back in with like Oklahoma City bombings. Like nobody wants to do
Because
that.
that
Like,
is where we left off with the.
yeah, I didn't want to bring y'all back into the fold with the Oklahoma City bombings. That feels very intense to me.
Mean, it
It was, but that's an intense comeback episode.
was intense.
So we'll do that at a later date.
Yes, we will. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to us ramble about another crime. Don't forget, we do still have merch available. We have what are they called? Not mugs, tumblers.
Yeah.
We have tumblers, blankets, and
That I use,
apparel.
I think I use my tumbler every single day.
I use that wine, my stemless wine glass
I use
consistently.
the wine glass a lot. I
Use that a
use
lot.
the kids use the water bottle a lot at the park because it's
That
aluminum, so it stays colder.
little one used the blanket a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much, guys. Like I said, we do still have the merch available. You can go ahead and shop and get whatever it is that you like with the next installments on there.
Yeah.
Another installment, that's what it is.
You got to get your tagline right.
I don't, because it just came out. So I don't even think about it.
I know.
But anyway, thank you guys so much. We will be back next week. On that note, peace out. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.